security, and still talking about the fair with flair, the Christmas fair with flair on the cards just around the corner. We have our dates for October, and Michelle are still in the house from the Christmas Hello. Fair Fund. Michelle Sutherland Blake, Michelle Loins, and for those that missed the first half of our chat, Michelle Sutherland Blake, what dates are we looking at for this year's Christmas fair with flair?
26th to the 28th of October.
New dates on the cards announced. It's going to be a three-day, multi-day magical thing. Mm-hmm. And new venue. We're at the Manor House this year.
Yeah.
Incredible space to spread your wings and put on a fair like we've never seen before.
Absolutely.
And now we've got two things that I want to make sure that we throw out across the airwaves. Firstly, now is the time if you are someone who has got a really exciting brand or business or offering that would be a great new addition to the Fair with Flair this year. There's a big focus on bringing new names to the table. Absolutely. And so can folks get in touch, Mish?
Yes, absolutely. Our focus, Mike, has always been to showcase unique and new upcoming creatives, makers, bakers, artists. So our applications will be going live on a new website in the next 10 days.
Awesome. So we can announce that as soon as it's live.
We'll
put the word out on the radio. Yeah. But this is definitely, you know, if you want to be in really good company, I mean, consistently year on year, the caliber of the curated stall holders has always been just on another level. In fact, I think the fair has been a launch pad for many high-end boutique offerings that have gone on to do incredible things. So this is the time now with a whole lot of new arrivals in the area, new energy. This is the best platform to really launch your creative endeavor. And then on the other end of the spectrum, on the other side of the coin, from the organizing committee, the Christmas Country Fair, this 70-year-plus organization that is just continuing to do incredible work every single year, Michelle Loins, there's always a need for new blood, for new hands to get stuck
Absolutely.
In. And for anyone listening to this, I mean, who would make a really good candidate for a Christmas Fair Fund team member?
Yeah,
anyone with energy.
Anyone with energy, anyone who wants to give back, anyone who has a lot of time on their hands. It's a phenomenal group of women that come from all different walks of life and
all ages.
Yeah. And just prepared to work when you need to and have a lot of fun doing it and giving back at the same time. So
awesome. There will be a space for you to fit into. You'll be able to apply your
community
skills.
Work.
Yes.
Yeah. Project work. So get involved with the initiatives that are supported by the Christmas Fair Fund, because we manage each of those. We've got to manage our public funds. And from a creative side is the actual participating in arrangements, the product development for our creative team for Christmas Fair, because we have our own stand that we set up at our fairs.
Awesome.
So there's a space, and we welcome new members.
And it's a really just a collection of incredibly diverse and talented ladies.
It's very awesome.
I think to plug into that as well. I mean, from a sense of social sisterhood, it's such a cool thing to be involved with a network like this. For those that are keen to get involved on the organizing and the pulling this thing together front, what's the smartest way to get in touch?
They can contact Gabby, our chair lady, or Michelle, or myself. We can post the details.
Awesome. And I'm sure contact details will also be on the web and social media.
On our social pages.
That's the Christmas Fair Fund. And building up towards the Christmas Fair with Flair. And, you know, it's always a highlight on the calendar locally on the North Coast. And there have been rumblings that possibly, you know, going forward, now with this new venue, new energy, new chapter, there might even be more affairs than just the Christmas Fair with Flair. So this could be something to keep an eye on, hey?
Yes.
Let's one thing at a time. Let's focus on October for now.
Focus on the Christmas.
But yeah, it's a very exciting
times.
Yeah. And I see there's also like a new logo and just a whole new energy to the brand.
There is. There's the ladies are exceptionally excited. I mean, they've started at a very fast trot. So it just, with so much happening on our coast, we have to stay ahead of the trend, and that's what we're doing. So it's more beautiful, more to expect. It's fresh, and that's our key word this year is refresh.
Refresh. I love that. So keep your ears to the radio, because we'll be building the excitement as we get closer to the big day. Obviously, mm-hmm. we've got the launch of the new website just around the corner. As soon as that's live, we'll be able to direct people that way to get in touch, mm-hmm. whether you're looking to exhibit at this next fair or get involved in the
workshops,
kitchen, so to speak.
Demos in the kitchen. Yeah.
Anywhere.
And artists too. We're looking for artists, musicians. We're changing it up a little bit, so we're going to have a separate area to showcase some local talent, which we've had small pockets of in the past, but we will have more of it going forward.
So it's a creative showcase in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
This hub of creative energy, and all with a heart and causes that are really worth supporting at the center of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. So onward and upward, ladies. Thanks for giving us a little sneak peek. We'll be chatting again.
Thank you, Mike. Look forward.
Michelle and Michelle from the Christmas Fair Fund giving you the scoop here on Radio Life and Style.